Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The recent United Nations vote against the Jewish settlements in Israel has a major impact on Judaism's holiest site, the Temple Mount. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I know you're not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but you do have great insight into some of the events that have actually unfolded in 2016, some of them right at the end of the year, but they're going to have ramifications moving into 2017. For example, the United Nations vote against the Jewish settlements, and what the phrase in that statement was about the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, that is of much concern to me. I would imagine it's concerning many of the Jewish people not having that a part of their state, but a Jewish settlement.
You have, for the very first time, Israel's closest ally on earth, the United States, that basically called the Temple Mount, the old city of Jerusalem, the Jewish quarter, occupied Palestinian territory. Their ancestors just moving to the land from nearby Arab areas in the past couple hundred years, calling this occupied land. In other words, Israel must give this up, must retreat from this. That is the clear implication of what the world is demanding here, and the United States abstained in that resolution. They believe that they have a very good legal right to all of Judea and Samaria. As you know, this was not an Arab state or a Palestinian state. It was part of Turkey for the last 400 years until World War I. Then the League of Nations voted to establish a Jewish homeland in the area all the way to the Jordan River. And then, of course, we have the 1947-48 war. And as it were, the ceasefire lines of that war became this West Bank. And that was when Jordan annexed the area in 1950, calling it the West Bank of the Kingdom of Jordan. That was renounced by King Hussein of Jordan in the 1990s as part of the peace treaty with Israel, his claims to the area. So it is a disputed area. And the Jews, of course, argue, and very cogently and with a lot of reason, that this is the Jewish homeland, that this has been the Jewish homeland for 3,000 years. It's the biblical heartland, Judea and Samaria. And, of course, Jerusalem is by far Judaism's holiest city on earth.
David Dolan with that Middle East news update with a focus on Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You must remember that Bible prophecy is focused on the city of Jerusalem. The ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah had much to say about Jerusalem. He said in his prophecy, "Jerusalem is the apple of God's eye." That's Zechariah chapter 2. He also said that the Messiah, Jesus, will return and build a temple there in Jerusalem. That's Zechariah 6:12. And Zechariah concluded with the statement that Jerusalem will be the center of controversy in the last days. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...